Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Today is Groundhog Day. 6 more weeks of winter? Only a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil knows for sure. The announcement came in this morning.
Hear ye, hear ye. I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
When people travel to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania to see where Phil makes his annual weather prediction, many can't find it because the movie depicted it in the downtown area. In reality, it takes place a couple miles out of town. New York City began clearing out illegal immigrant males camped outside the Watson Hotel in Hell's Kitchen overnight. By 9:20 p.m. local time, the encampment was completely gone. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
What they said to me, they said, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We would like to work. And that's why I'm pushing to make sure that they're able to work. We did not hear one person there saying that they did not want to be there.
It's going to cost you a lot more to buy a home and a car, and most of your credit card balances will also increase.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates a quarter percentage point Tuesday, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said don't expect this to be the last hike.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
Powell did say that inflation is slowing, but it still remains too high. I'm John Schaefer.
Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that targeted a military workshop in the city of Isfahan over the weekend, warning it reserves the legitimate and inherent right to retaliate. Iran's mission to the United Nations, in a letter published on its website, attributed the attack to Israel. Isfahan is a major center of missile production, research, and development for Iran. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Demand for shipping drops as the pandemic fades further into the rearview mirror, and one major shipping company is making cuts.
FedEx announced it will cut 10% of its officers and directors. CEO Raj Subramaniam said it was a necessary move to make FedEx a, quote, more efficient, agile organization. FedEx and other shipping companies saw an increase in demand during the pandemic as consumers turned to online shopping. That demand has since slowed, and FedEx's stock has dropped about 20% over the last year. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Hunter Biden's lawyers admitted late Wednesday that the abandoned laptop at the Delaware computer repair shop during Hunter's crack cocaine addiction does indeed belong to him. Now Hunter's lawyers are seeking a criminal probe into what they called attempts to weaponize its contents. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings is considering the complaint. Former Congressman from Wisconsin, Republican Sean Duffy on Fox News overnight.
When you're part of a criminal enterprise, you don't throw a co-conspirator under the bus because that co-conspirator could flip on you. And so Joe Biden can't throw Hunter under the bus because if he does, Hunter might come out and go, you know what, Dad? You're part of this whole deal.
And down in Florida, the College Board released Wednesday a revised and official framework for a new advanced placement course on African American Studies. That's the same study that Governor Ron DeSantis earlier denounced for imposing a political agenda. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, it's Thursday in America, and it's Bill Martinez at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, hey, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. Thank you so much for, you know, being a part of the solution, okay, and, you know, not adding to the problem. And to this very end, we're grateful to have Dr. Wilfred Riley with us. Dr. Riley, of course, is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And of course, those 10 facts are, they just keep growing. There's certain things. But now, Dr. Riley, first of all, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be back on the show.
Well, I guess we can talk about the Hunter Biden laptop. They finally announced that all that we've known for, you know, what, these last 2 years is that it did and does belong to Hunter Biden. I guess there's no Russian, you know, collusion or Russian misinformation attached to the laptop. Now they've got to find ways to mitigate this landmine. What do you say?
Well, I mean, I think a couple years ago in an article for maybe National Review Online, I coined the phrase normie lag, which describes this fact that the things that people talk about in that debate space where you have kind of the conservative intellectual dark web, which is where I'd fall, and then you have the actual alt-right guys, and you have the social justice warriors that everyone's going back and forth with, these people arguing on the internet, on talk radio, whatever you might think of that vibrant, sometimes poisonous space, ideas are generally expressed there pretty quickly that very often turn out to be true. So, I mean, the idea that there might be some issues with the COVID vaccine, though it did help seniors, I mean, that was up on the internet within months, let's say. The idea that Russiagate was pretty much BS. I mean, with people sourcing the Steele dossier and looking at Fusion GPS and all that, I mean, that was something that began on talk radio, that began on Twitter, again, in 2017, maybe. So you slowly see these things that people already knew about. And again, talk to your doctor for any health decisions. But you start slowly seeing this stuff that people have known about and been discussing for years.
Exactly.
Maybe lockdown was a bad idea, you know, creeping into this very mainstream public space. And then you start seeing people working for, like, the New York Times, finally admitting what everybody already knew. I'm not saying this brilliantly, but what everyone who, you know, even turned on Fox by a certain point had been aware of. So, like, the Hunter Biden laptop. So the ultimate example of this is, like, Russiagate, for example, totally collapsed. Within the past 8 or 9 months, as, again, everyone in that internet space kind of knew it would, the last professional analyses of the Russiagate scandal came out, and you can Google these, you can Bing these, you can search them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the titles are things like bots had very little influence on the 2016 election. So we already knew the Steele thing was largely fake. It was a result of back and forth, you know, campaign operatives, essentially a bunch of lies. But now, with the Twitter files, with the latest revelations, the whole Russia scenario turns out to have been essentially made up.
Right.
And the Hunter Biden laptop, getting to the point, was just sort of the latest example of this, where every kind of claim, every sort of seawall that they had put up, this was Russian disinfo, well, no, it wasn't, we don't know if these images are real, deepfakes are getting better, well, yes, they are, we've identified the girls. All this had already been found years ago. And now you're starting to see, well, was it the Washington Post said they had verified the laptop, they couldn't deny it anymore. Today, the new tack is that Hunter Biden, I read the letter from his lawyers, which again, leaked to the internet a couple days ago. But I mean, what he's essentially saying now is that he is this troubled, drug-addicted man, and he's thinking about lawsuits against anyone that disseminates his private information. But the revelation, the normie lag revelation, is that everything was real. It's him. The papers on the laptop are his. The drug videos on the laptop are his. So there's no more denial. The question now is what happens? Because, I mean, we've seen the president's son smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are all the girls of age? Are they legally in the country? Like, everything on the computer has just been admitted to. So what happens? Because he's a rich man's son, probably nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But meanwhile, you know, when you get back to Russiagate, do you have the sense, I mean, at least I do, maybe I'm wrong for it, but I want my money back. I mean, we spent a lot of money for that fiasco. The FBI lied, you know, politicians lied, the Democratic Party. I mean, we vapored like $70 million of the people's money out of the Treasury. And the reason it keeps happening over and over again is there's no accountability. I mean, nobody goes to, you know, Peter Strzok and say, hey, look at, you know, your share of this big lie that you and this road that you took us down is, even $100,000, whatever. And you're going to put it back in the Treasury because you caused us to spend money that was certainly, was ill-directed because of your lies, and you're part of it. And you break it on down and send a bill to all these knuckleheads that lied to us and generated and jettisoned, the Democratic Party to go into the Treasury and spend, you know, $70 million plus dollars on this witch hunt.
Yeah, I mean, at some level as a taxpayer, and at this point in my life, you know, a pretty high-volume taxpayer, I would love that to happen. Yeah, I don't think it's going to.
No, but it just, it's just one of those complaints. Yeah, but because this is what the power elites do. They're always protected because they got the get out of jail card. And because they get the get out of jail card, guess what? We get the next iteration that's going to come down because it will come down. This just keeps on repeating itself. And this is what we have to live with. But I'm just getting, you know, increasingly frustrated. And just as you said, you get the normie lag. We get it. We see how this paradigm works. It's all deferred. It's deflected. And everything else, and all us conspirators, you know, who see this quite clearly, and this is what I love about the public square, is the cumulative intelligence of the American people. It's not exactly where some would want it to be. We're not exactly stupid. You know, we can see this thing. We don't need 2.5 years of finally some acquiescence to the truth and you know, telling us something we've known for 2.5 years. Tell us something new.
Yeah, I think that last part, that people aren't stupid and people can figure this out. People have radios in their cars that get the AM and FM dial, and people have computers on their phones. I mean, I think that that's a big part of this, because the majority of people, certainly most conservatives, but also a lot of Jimmy Dore, true leftists that are in that internet debating space as well, most people were aware of these revelations. I mean, most people were aware that the Steele dossier was nonsense. Most people were aware that Russiagate came down to 200 bots, you know, all but 86 of whom had U.S. IP addresses. most people were aware of this stuff. You know, the IFR for COVID, the infection fatality rate was like 0.26 if you were under, I think, 80. People were aware of all of this years ago.
Yes.
I mean, the joke in Kentucky, I mean, Biden is stopping the COVID emergency in May. I mean, the joke here has been over for 2.5 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, it's, most people haven't been playing along with this for some time, and the problem that comes with that is the absolute lack of trust in elite organizations.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Wilford Riley. Stay with us, just about 15 after the top of the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save. The Bill Martinez Show has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with the Bill Martinez Show this year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time tax-deductible gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of the Bill Martinez Show. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of the Bill Martinez Show would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. Would you make your best tax-deductible gift right now? BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
Night
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. He is Dr. Wilfred Riley. Yes, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Cannot Talk About. And I guess we can talk about now that, the COVID emergency is over. Joe Biden says, well, in what have we got, next month or something. So he's got some cover. You know, it concerns me why he can't make that announcement right away. May 11th, I guess, is the day that he's finally going to end COVID emergencies. So what concerns me whenever the government prolongs things like this is like, okay, what else has to be swept under the door by way of lots of our money, to give the president this much time to finally end COVID emergencies, right? Or am I just cynical?
No, I mean, that's the thing. So the COVID pandemic, and again, you can talk about whether COVID was ever, a potentially nationally devastating emergency. Like, obviously, RIP to all those lost and so on.
Right.
But I mean, in 1957, we had a flu pandemic that lasted about a year and a half. You're talking about a population of 150 million. Killed 187,000, I believe, per year out of that. And what the USA did was just basically keep going. I mean, I don't mean to be cynical about it, but we're fighting the Korean War probably at that time. We're ramping up, moving toward Vietnam. These are killing 60,000 people per year. It's a different time when you sort of accept that people, especially fighting age men, are going to die.
Right.
So the response to COVID, even in the first year, always struck me as a bit hysterical. It was very much driven by what happened in New York. And we now know a lot of that related to Cuomo's policies, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, by the time that the vaccine developed, which really did work on the first strain, Alpha, that was it. Like, you had the option of getting vaccinated or not. We now knew how to protect, our seniors. And from that point forward, and I think most people in the red states have just been living life, frankly. I mean, right. Just remembering going to the ball court or whatever it might have been in Kentucky. But from that point forward, I mean, like, you can look at mobility data. Most people just return to life. So when you ask, why did this go on for 2 years? I mean, that's because of the financial incentives that were attached to this. So, no, Bill, you're not just being cynical. I mean, what was part of the COVID emergency? I mean, securing the border, at least to the limited extent that Biden did, that was tied into Title 42. Migrants can't enter a country during a disease emergency.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was Trump. That wasn't Biden.
Yeah. Trump did it initially. Biden extended it. But yeah, it was a good move by the former president. But I mean, just a bunch of things. Student loan forgiveness, rent forgiveness. One thing that your listeners probably know already, I suppose there are a lot of small businessmen in the audience, but that friends of mine have been finding out as kind of, late 30s, first-time landlords, a lot of people haven't paid rent for 2 years.
Yeah, right.
And you can't evict them unless you're willing to go over there with your cousins and just throw them out. I mean, the police won't do it. There are moratoriums on eviction in most cities. So all of this is tied into the COVID, quote-unquote, pandemic emergency. And a last point, if we're going to one-up on the paranoid theories, I don't think this is the last one of these. I think a national disease emergency or a national emergency gives politicians powers that are maybe a point or two down from martial law. Yeah. So they can do crap like that. They can stop you from evicting your tenants for 2 years. So I don't think this is the last time we're going to see them do this. I think we're going to see them declare all kinds of random crap like racism to be a national emergency.
Right, exactly.
And that's going to be used to prevent, I mean, that's probably going to be used to prevent evictions. Like, as long as the national emergency of racism goes on, we cannot, blacks, whites can't throw one another out of homes. We must fight this together. Hispanics certainly find people coming here during a time of intense prejudice. Like, I think you're going to see things that would strike us today as absolutely ridiculous, justified in the name of fighting prejudice, fighting climate and the rising seas, so on down the line.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and in the midst of all that, there's some politicians still want to talk about reparations. And, which is a whole nother, hole that you and I can, talk about. We've definitely have addressed this in the past. But, we're being preconditioned here. And you're right, and especially if you start listening to the language coming out of Davos and the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, you think, oh my, this is insanity. unelected officials, and they're throwing their weight around, and they want to take over the world, and they've got a plan, along with their Ten Commandments, though, by the way.
Yeah, I think the key word there is unelected. I don't really even mind if you look at some of the things like Rockefeller or Ford used to write. It's sort of global businessmen having these big plans, like with our money, we want to move society forward. We'd like to start some kind of world organization working for peace. I'm going to build libraries in every country of the world. We used to have rich guys that did this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that now these rich guys are buying politicians. So they're taking policies that are, first of all, I think worse and more unpopular than the ones that used to exist for the Rockefellers and the Ford. But they're trying to force them on almost everyone in the world without a vote ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the Davos idea seems to be that we should have a shared global society as much as possible. Like, the wealthy of the world have too much, and the poor of the world have too little. So, changes should be made that equalize the distribution of wealth around the world, and just all of this other stuff. Like, less energy should be used in the first world so that we can adjust for the rise of India. Like, I've actually read some of the stuff to come out of the World Economic Forum, and it's interesting in a theoretical political science kind of way. But the problem is that as an American taxpayer, not as a personal religious guy in my own life or something, I would obviously vote against all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge practical incentive that Americans have to oppose virtually everything associated with the modern globalist movement. The question is, will we get a chance to? And I think the answer is one way or another, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you're going to see candidates on the left and the right that would strike people as way outside the Overton window today. That'll make Trump and Bernie look like squishy centrists.
Yes.
Seriously, in about 10 years,
if you see
this eat the bugs crap continuing, cricket meal in the cereal. That's a real thing, by the way, if you look at the
there's no doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, what indication is there, right now, that this is even doable? I mean, this vision that they throw out, this egalitarian attitude that all things will be equal and kumbaya and everything. There's no indication. I mean, this is all theoretical. And even, from a practical sense, when in the history of man this isn't the first time they've tried this. They just repackage this stuff, but the conclusions are always the same, is that those countries or, those people groups that end up being impacted by this, they're decimated. Millions of people die in their wake because part of their ethos or part of their perspective is that the population of the world is too big.
Yeah, this is another big problem that I have with this entire set of philosophies. I'll actually just stick with the first point there. Another problem I have with the whole set of philosophies from kind of the Club of Davos, Club of Rome elite is that specific group has been wrong really, really often about a lot of these apocalyptic predictions.
Right.
So, I mean, like Paul Ehrlich, the guy who wrote The Population Bomb, where he predicted that the world's population would grow beyond sustainability by, I think, like 1977, hundreds of millions of people would starve to death, all of this. Like, the most wrong social scientist in history was just on CBS, like, saying the same stuff, like, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Like we're all going to die. And that very much does underlie the WEF idea. Like, we need to cut the population of the world by a third. We need to stop using fossil fuels, but also we don't need to use nuclear power. And I think there's a weird kind of anti-human, there's a weird, almost demonic idea behind this.
Mm-hmm.
The way past the actual threats that we face is sort of through. Like, develop enough energy, enough technology, so on, adapt enough to conquer the problems that we face. And that's what happened in the past. That's why the population bomb was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does, I mean, We are an adaptive creation. I mean, it is amazing the intelligence when it's allowed to run free, what it's able to accomplish. And I hope for that. He's a professor of political science, Dr. Wilfred Riley. Thank you, Will.
By IBM. The 65th annual Grammy Awards red carpet will see the return of one very special guest, IBM Watson's artificial intelligence, delivering a data-driven fan experience during the show. Grammy Insights with Watson draws from over 20 million sources to share info about hundreds of Grammy nominees and winners live on screen as they walk the red carpet. Christy Kolsky, IBM Program Director.
Music's biggest night is loaded with exciting artists and creators. And Grammy Insights with IBM Watson elevates the fan experience by sharing their inspiring stories on screen as they walk the red carpet, as well as on the artist pages on Grammy.com. This year, IBM is also helping the Recording Academy with design, implementation, and management of its member experience on Salesforce, developing world-class personalized journeys for more than 22,000 music professionals around the world.
Visit live.grammy.com during the 65th Annual Grammy Awards Red Carpet Livestream on Sunday, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time to see Grammy Insights with Watson.
USA News Update. Today is Groundhog Day, six more weeks of winter. Only a groundhog named Punxsutawney Phil knows for sure. The announcement came in this morning.
Hear ye, hear ye. I see a shadow on my stage. And so, no matter how you measure, it's six more weeks of winter weather.
Hunter Biden's lawyers admitted late Wednesday that they abandoned laptop at a Delaware computer repair shop during Hunter's crack cocaine addiction does indeed belong to him. Now Hunter's lawyers are seeking a criminal probe into what they called attempts to weaponize its contents. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings is considering the complaint. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that targeted a military workshop in the city of Isfahan over the weekend, warning it reserves the right to retaliate. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Reggie Littlejohn joins us. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers and a China expert. Hey, Reggie, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Bill. Happy New Year to you.
Well, a lot has been on your table and on your radar right now. Crosshairs continue to be over China. I mean, they've made it clear. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And that is that, you know, here's the memo to the world. The United States is in a declining power. China is a rising power. So move over, right?
Oh, yes. That is absolutely their message to the world. And so what they're basically after, Bill, is they want to take over the world. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is in their own documents. They believe that they are the ones that should be ruling the world. And the main one that is in their way is the United States. And so they've been pushing out this narrative that the United States is old and declining, and China is a new and rising power. And the thing that really is going to make this impossible for them is the fact that the population is in a nosedive.
Exactly.
Because of the one-child policy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing is that when you look at really the infrastructure of China, in a lot of ways, Reggie, I don't know, this might sound crazy, but they seem in a lot of ways to be much of a paper tiger because their substance is quite lacking. And what concerns me is because they've captured the elites around the world, whether it's Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, you know, go on down the list. You know, you have them, you know, them, I'm talking about the captured elites like Trudeau and Biden and people in our Congress who say they look to China and they're just, you know, praising China and that, you know, the way they govern is just, you know, just such a wonderful thing, right? And you go, wait a minute, what China do you know that I don't know? Because with all the way they mistreat their people, tyrannical rule, I mean, how can this be something that would be envied? But somehow in the eyes of these captured elites, this is a good thing, and they are participating in the propaganda of this message that China would want the world to think that they're, you know, they're all good and nothing is bad coming out of China.
Well, elite capture is an enormous problem, and there are people who've written books about this. So, for example, Trevor Loudon has written a couple of books about people in our own Congress that have been captured by the Chinese Communist Party, but it's not just political elites. It's also, you know, that they have managed to infiltrate basically every aspect of American society and Western society, and they're penetrating Africa hugely as well and South America. But, you know, they are also in the universities. They're also on Wall Street. Have a lot of captured people on that. The media, major elite capture by China. People may have heard of the World Economic Forum captured by China, the United Nations, the World Health Organization. And so they are doing everything they can to board themselves as being the main hegemon, that's the word that they use, in the world.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I founded Women's Rights Without Frontiers. I founded Women's Rights Without Frontiers to stop forced abortion in China. But so that was like 11 years ago, 12 years ago. So in the interim, I've been watching China and becoming increasingly alarmed about the spread of Chinese totalitarianism outside China to the United States and worldwide, which is why I co-founded something called the Stop the Vaccine Passports Task Force, because that's a whole other thing about how this China-style totalitarianism is being foisted down to the rest of the world through basically the United Nations and the World Health Organization.
Exactly. Well, they've got money, and they know how to appeal to the greedy. And unfortunately, even as Trevor pointed out, which was quite shocking, I remember the first time he said this, Reggie, when we were talking on the air here with our audience, and he said, Bill, there's well over 100 card-carrying elected officials in the United States, in our government. They could not pass a security test to be a dog catcher. I mean, this is amazing. All the, you know, all the pomp and circumstance and the emotion that they emote, you know, for security clearance when they themselves are so violated and, and compromised, it's not even funny. And you talk about, you know, China's tentacles. I mean, even in the United States, not only education and in corporate America, how they've captured that. And now, you know, there's even, according to the FBI, Chinese police stations in the U.S. What? I mean, we have police stations run by the Chinese operating in the United States of America.
That's correct. And it's unbelievable. And again, like you said, I believe this has to do with elite capture, that the places where they have these have elites who have been captured and are letting them get away with it. And so these Chinese police stations are really used in a lot of ways to persecute Chinese dissidents. So that or to get people to go home. So what they will do is if there's a dissident in the United States that they want to discipline, they will bring him or her into the police station and say, you know, either you need to stop doing what you're doing or we're going to do something to your grandma or your parents right. or whatever. And they intimidate people. And this is done on U.S. soil. Mm. And this is the thing. People need to rise up. People need to right. understand. You know?
Yeah, forget about extradition laws, right? I mean, those are non-existent. And this is how the Chinese operate. As you say, it's totalitarian. They don't ask anybody. They just do it. And they get cover by these captured elites, elected officials, people in prominent positions that allow them to come in. I mean, this is nothing short of treason, is it?
Well, I think that these people do not have the best interests of the United States at heart, and they are looking out for their own interests. I mean, so China does capture people through, as you said, you know, their greed, so there's bribery involved. But they're also, you know, they will take people over to China on an all-expenses-paid tour, and I understand that they will try to get these people into, like, a compromising situation with, you know, so-called honeypots, and then you did this in China. We've got it on, you know, we've got pictures of you, video, and therefore you have to do what we say. So it's the carrot and the stick. Mm-hmm. But one positive thing is that I started my organization to stop forced abortion in China because under the one-child policy, the Chinese Communist Party boasted that they had prevented 400 million births. And they actually rolled out that figure at the climate conference in Copenhagen as their contribution to the fight against global warming. And I believe it's closer to 500 million now.
Mm-hmm.
But one province, this just broke, I think, yesterday, or maybe day before yesterday, one province, Sichuan province, has abolished basically all course of population control. So they are now allowing anyone to have as many kids as they want in that one province. And this is what I've been pressing for, for 11 years and before that even. So I'm thrilled to see it, but there are, major caveats on it. I mean, that's only one province. What about the other 30?
Exactly.
One. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just thinking in terms of, you know, going back to what you talked about and why you even started this to begin with, is how much damage has been thrust upon, you know, Chinese women, I mean, with forced abortions. I mean, abortions are not good to begin with, but now you got forced abortions taking place. How many women's bodies have been, you know, been destroyed and compromised as a result of this?
And this is the thing. So they said, I think it was 2009, that it was 400 million lives prevented. So those were prevented through forced abortion and also forced sterilization.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we've, and that's 100 I'll tell you, million.
Got to go to break. More from Reggie Littlejohn after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, China's population stands at 1.4 billion, and not so much counting as they reported here this past week, a decline in fertility rates. Well, it's no wonder, as Reggie Littlejohn points out. I mean, you've got the one-child policy, and now they're saying, look, we can't sustain this anymore. And it was quite dramatic and shocking for them, Reggie, when they realized that, wait a minute, this has been the first drop in total population in six decades for China, right?
Well, it is. And the thing is that demographers have been warning them for decades, not years, decades, that this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they kept on with the one-child policy, which turned to a two-child policy, which turned to a three-child policy. What all these policies have in common is that there is forced abortion involved with them. So mm-hmm. With a one-child policy, your second child gets forcibly aborted. With a two-child policy, you see that the third one gets forcibly. With a three-child policy, the fourth child gets forcibly aborted, and all of them also, if you're unmarried, you get forcibly aborted.
Right.
So it's coercive population control, and I believe that the reason that they hung on to it long after the demographers had said, look, this is terrible. We're going to have a population decline. Our elderly population is going to increase. Our young population is not going to be able to support it. I believe the reason that they hung on to that was because of the forced nature of it, because of the terror that they could instill in people. I believe that it was social control masquerading as population control, and now they see that they really are at the end of the rope. That right now, by 2035, 400 million people, that's 30% of the entire population of China, will be 60 and above.
Mm-hmm.
400 million, 30% of the population by 2035.
Right. That's unsustainable. See, but this is the brilliance. I mean, in a sense, I say brilliance, and I'm being sarcastic here, of government rule, that they think they know better. and they're trying to manage life like this, and they've made a hot mess out of it, and they've done this. This is self-inflicted. And Reggie, you know, another thing I wanted to ask you about is that, you know, another thing that happened is that China is sending, you know, women here to the United States. I mean, I'm in Orange County, California. It was in Irvine, in the city that I'm in right now. They were having these birthing centers. Women would come over, they would disguise their pregnancy, and they're having, in order to get around the three children, to get away from forced abortions, they are birthing babies here in the United States. And I think also the plus on that is that you're born in the United States, and now they've got dual citizenship. They're citizens to China and citizens to America, which is, you know, an interesting contrast in and of itself. And what that will develop into, you know, decades down the road, I think that's untenable, and that's going to create some issues. But, you know, if China wants to take over, they can take over America with these, you know, human Trojan horses, these little babies that are coming in, and, you know, hey, they'll be running the country. They'll be owning the country.
Well, I never even thought of that. You know, they, like, for example, to be in a president of the United States, you have to be born here, and they're born here. So,
right.
Exactly. So that's how the rich people are getting around, of course, with birth limitations. But, you know, that's a very small percentage of the population. Everybody else has to deal with forced abortion or with fines that are so steep that they can't afford to pay them, in which case they just can't pay them, so they have an abortion. And then the Chinese Communist Party would, you know, would call that an elective abortion because they're like, well, you could have paid a fine. It's like, absolutely, I could not have paid that fine. I mean, some of those fines are 10 times a person's annual salary. But the main thing is that this is only one province out of 31. So one province down, 30 to go, forced abortion remains in the rest of the country. And I'll tell you what, Bill, I think that they may relax the one-child policy or the three-child policy in most of the rest of the country, but I don't think they're going to relax it in Xinjiang or in Tibet. I believe that they are going to continue to be forcibly boarding women from Xinjiang and Tibet, because what they want is they want an increase in the Han Chinese. They do not want an increase in the ethnic minority.
Wow. Here it is. I mean, let the truth be known. It always comes down to that, right? Is that, you know, you have this superiority complex. You know, we're not even talking that far, you know, down the road and away from, you know, away from Hitler's Germany, right? And here it is, once again, raising its ugly head.
So if people want to do something about this, you know, I believe that we... I have been working and praying my heart out for 11 years now, and actually since the mid-90s, because that's when I was a lawyer and I found out about this by representing Chinese refugees in the case of political asylum. But this is the first time that any province in China has completely abandoned coercive population control, and we really need to press on so that the other 30 provinces will stop this, and especially that that they will stop having coercive population control in Xinjiang, where they're committing genocide, and in Tibet.
Exactly.
So if people would go to my website, it's womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org, womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org, and then there's a button that's in the menu bar that says sign a petition, and sign the petition against forced abortion, because I would like to present that to the Chinese Communist Party at their embassy in Washington, D.C., that however many tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of Americans are demanding that China stop all coercive population control for all of China, not just one province.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you're dealing with a totalitarian government, a petition like this, this is one of those things that, you know, you keep out in, because China doesn't want international bad news, do they? So they're really sensitive to that. So some people may think, well, what good is that going to do? I mean, you know, they could care less. Well, right now they have to care because, you know, trust me, they're freaking out because they finally see these numbers that they've been warned about, right, Reggie? And now it's confronting them. And it's like, okay, what are you going to do about it? So their answer is, okay, so they got some compromise and you got one province now that's allowed, you know, to get outside of the three child or the one child rule. And, you know, so like anything, it gets to be progressive and one will beget two. And, but we have to do our part and do whatever we can, you know, for the sake of life, right?
Right. So we have 41,126 signatures on that petition. When it gets to be 50,000, I would like it to be 50,000, we'll go to the U.S. Embassy, or the Chinese Embassy in D.C. and have, you know, like a press conference. But I'll tell you what these things do. When you have a petition with, for example, 50,000 signatures, which is sizable, you know, Secretary of State Blinken is going to be in China this weekend.
Exactly.
You
know? Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what we can do is say to him, look, you need to bring this up. They need to stop coercive population control everywhere. And also, as you say, you know, the Chinese Communist Party pretends like they don't care what people think. But when China moved from a one-child policy to a two-child policy, they gave two reasons. One was because of the declining populations they saw. And the other one was because of international pressure. And when I saw that, it's like, okay, who's been doing more international pressure than Women's Rights Without Frontiers? That's the reason we exist.
Exactly.
And that made me feel very, very vindicated that we were having an impact. Mm-hmm. So I'm very pleased, and they do listen to international pressure.
Right. Well, because what do they want to do? Ultimately, they want to take over the world. And so they've got to create this, malleable or at least beneficence of a type of government when, you know, there's so many other things that cause you not to believe. I mean, what they've done to the Uyghurs and, you know, forced abortion and organ harvesting and these sort of things that we hear, you know, coming out of China. It's, you know, but meanwhile, you know, they've elite captured and, you know, the Biden family and other political influencers are giving them cover. And, you know, any bit of bad news, I mean, that's the thing that's amazing to me with the totalitarian mindset that they have. And it seems like you have the same sentiment as well or perception that they are, you know, they don't want bad news. They don't want bad news, you know, toward China. I mean, we have basketball players that have, you know, the one basketball player that was, you know, putting, you know, messages on his tennis shoes. Well, they put all kinds of pressure and got him out of the NBA. And LeBron James found out real quick that thou shalt not speak ill of the communist Chinese, right?
Right. I mean, and this is that the basketball player was Enes Kanter Freedom, a great hero for human rights. And we had an event for him about this time last year, extolling him for all of that. But this is another thing that people need to understand, which is that, yes, China tries to suppress negative press around the world, but they also really try to suppress it within China. And that's why it's so hard to get information out about what's going on, because if a woman is a victim of forced abortion in China and she goes to the Western press, or even if she publishes something online inside of China, boy, the weight of the Chinese Communist Party is going to come down on her and on her family. And so it's really almost impossible to get information, like current information, out. The kind of information that we're getting is from escapees.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
For example, in Xinjiang, people have escaped the prison camps, or they have been released for whatever reason. They escape to the United States, and then they say, yes, they were forcibly aborting women in the prison camps. They were forcibly aborting or sterilizing women in the prison camps. And that's the best information we can get. And by the time we get it, the information is a year old because it's taken them that long.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing we don't understand here, because we're starting to get glimpses of it, but we don't understand it like they do in China, and that is the social credit scoring. I mean, you have got a score on you with your name, and are you for or against? And if you are against the government, there's a price to be paid, including the ability to, you know, to have access to food, right? And just everyday resources. And if they found a way that they could choke off oxygen, they would probably do that as well. Reggie Littlejohn, check it out, her website, Women's Rights Without Frontiers.com.
If you're concerned about a power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio?